Essayist David Shipley recently co-wrote a handbook for email users, something of a Strunken White for the web. And Shipley has some advice for a politician who is so disenchanted with email that he's decided to go offline.
This week, Governor John Corzine of New Jersey swore off email. He's not going to use it. He's not going to use a BlackBerry, a secret Gmail account, an iPhone. State Republicans had filed a lawsuit to force him to release his email correspondence with a powerful union president who also happened to be his former companion. The governor said it was easier and safer to go offline. He's not alone. While Bill Clinton made a big deal of emailing from the Oval Office, George W. Bush announced early on that, as president, he wasn't going to communicate by email because he was concerned about privacy. The president was foresighted. In the last couple of years, the information superhighway has been littered with the twisted wreckage of emails gone awry, many of them from political figures. There was Michael Brown, the FEMA director, who emailed about dog sitters during the very worst days of Hurricane Katrina. Mark Foley, the Florida congressman, who forgot that racy instant messages to interns could be printed out. And those lawyers in the Justice Department, who conducted really sensitive conversations about firing certain U.S. attorneys while on their BlackBerries. So I sympathize with Governor Corzine, but I also think he's wrong. Look, email is hard. It's relatively new. There's no rule book. It can get us fired, humiliated, subpoenaed. We do it hundreds of times a day, and often under intense pressure. But it's also fantastic. World-changing. Do we just give up on it? How about writing better? How about a little more thought about what we are saying on email before hitting that send key? How about remembering not to forget that emails are searchable and archivable? How about remembering not to say or do on email things that we wouldn't dream of saying or doing in person? How about trying all this instead of giving up? Instead of quitting, why doesn't Governor Corzine turn this into a moment to teach us how to email better? Should New Jersey schools teach email the way they once taught typing and composition? I'm not being flip. Email is the dominant form of business communication today. The American economy runs on it. The governor could usher in an era of email education. A curriculum could explain the virtues of the subject line, emphasize the importance of inserting tone. It could also remind us that there are times when we should get off email and pick up the phone or walk down the hall to have a chat. As the governor knows, there are situations where email is just not appropriate. But abandoning email altogether doesn't sit well with me. It's vaguely undemocratic because email is so democratic, with a small d. It breaks down barriers. You can reach just about anyone. Plus, a lot of people don't have the luxury of forsaking email. Should our politicians? Governor Corzine said, we'll go back to the 20s and have direct conversations with people. Well, he's partly right. We do need to work harder to get off email, to communicate in person. But I think he's wrong about the 20s, the start of the Depression, fascism, and he's really wrong about email.
David Shipley is the op-ed page editor of the New York Times. He's also the co-author of Send, the essential guide to email for office and home.